Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, you guys. This is Dub Knight. Nice to talk to you again. You know, I don't be on Twitter. And, I'm on Spotify a lot. I got a lot of shows, so if you're on Twitter, want to know, look on Twitter and look at Dub Knight Podcast. You can check out about music, about personal issues, and so on. The reason why I'm doing this is because it's interesting, because my podcasts, believe it or not, are not improvised. I mean, they're improvised. I'm sorry. They're improvised. I just talk wherever I need to say, right on the spot. There's no script. Also, they're influenced by events around me or in the media. So that's how my podcast. So worldly view. It could be politics. It could be music and so on, especially music, because I'm a musician. I love to sing. This podcast is about what I do in the industry. You know, the industry is called entertainment. You know, I'm a podcaster. I make music. I make music for years. You know, my legacy and beyond, goodbye for now. You can check it out on Spotify. Really, you could. I'm a songwriter with Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI, for many years. I was ASCAP connected. One of the things are, you know, what I do in the industry, I'm a singer, but I'm also a songwriter. I realize the importance of writing a song, you know, songwriting, the lyrics and the music, one or the other. And I have appreciation for it because it's the artist that's not seen on the album cover or, you don't hear in the recording studio. I mean, you don't see them, you know, you don't hear in the recording studio. It's, you know, it's really interesting because the artist, the singer, the band, the ones who play the instruments or sing are seen. And that is, you know, as being an artist, you know, that's a focal point. But when you hear, listen to the words that the singer sings or the melody that the guitar and the piano plays, then that's the songwriter. And the songwriter is also the artist, but they're not seen. Or sometimes they are, you know, because sometimes, a lot of times the artist, I think most artists, including me, write their songs. So it goes hand in hand because 99% of artists write their songs. But then I heard this rumor, and it turned out to be quite accurate, that people like Elvis Presley rarely, if ever, write, which is very surprising. I mean, you can look this up. I mean, Elvis Presley wrote a few, but he rarely wrote. So it really is a very interesting situation. You know, Elvis Presley made a statement that he doesn't write anything. He didn't write any lyrics or music in the past, and it was reported that he's not really a songwriter. And I find that very interesting for someone who's perhaps about the biggest artist ever, solo wise. You know, he's up there with the Beatles or someone like Michael Jackson or someone like Bob Dylan, you know, somebody so extremely big. And, you know, it's really surprising that, you know, he didn't hardly write. But it's okay because we all have our preferences or our talents. But for me, it was just like writing a song. It's just part of the record, what goes on the record. But still, it's so important because of how the song sounds like and the melody and the lyrics. So I understand being a songwriter more and more as I get older, because the artist, he definitely sings, you know. But what I do in the industry, yes, I do a variety of things. I love to act. I acted a little. I wasn't credited by the Screen Actors Guild. I'm interested in that. You know, I did extra, and you can see four movies, cheesy movies. They're on IBM. Yeah, Motion Picture Association. I'm acting silly. I didn't even have a script. I didn't show off my acting skills. I was just acting silly. So I do acting. I love to write books about. I got books on my songs with the lyrics in it. You can check it out, or I can put it on Twitter. Right after this broadcast. So that's what I do in the industry. Now I want to talk about one thing I talked about in my practice a lot is naysayers, and everybody has naysayers or haters. Yesterday, this naysayer, I don't listen to them because they always make up stories, and I believe they have. Said that they contacted Jon Bon Jovi or rap or music bigwigs. They contacted Molly Crew or Sean Puffy Combs. You know, I can't listen to that because, first of all, reality-wise, I have to deal with people directly and see if it's for real. And those people are so famous and so busy. I don't think they give these people the time of day. But they were saying, oh, I shouldn't make it an industry. And if they were telling people that, oh, I'm doing it for a hobby or I should do it for a center. They think I'm off key and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's just about a dream killing. That's just like want to stop me from being a creative person, stop me from realizing my dreams. And you know, haters always do that. So don't listen to the haters. You know, I have those haters because my songs are everywhere, you know. I'm sure perhaps those people saw it in one way or the other. I mean, a lot of people saw my songs, you know. That's what I do. And I try to have respect for all artists, big or small, you know. So if someone, you know, like Elvis, who's primary singer, right, that's great. That's what he preferred. That's his talent. He was a great artist. And, you know, all these other artists I mentioned, I have so much respect because those are legends. I have to because I'm just like at the bottom, you know. And I always try to respect other artists and I always try to respect other people like me who are artists. And that's why I write songs about this and other things, you know. Like, you can check out my Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye for Now. The inspiration, like I want my Hollywood dreams to come true, is about the starving artists and about my life, but also the starving artists in general who come to Hollywood and want to make their dreams come true. Or it could be someone going to New York to make it, or who wants to be an actor, or who wants to be, that's what I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. It's about inspiration to adversity, to overcoming tragedy, to be in love, and it's out there. And all I want to say is, you know, some people wonder where I'm performing and so on. I said because of COVID and because of the restrictions and because of other situations, I'm going to try to get out there as much as I can. Besides, I've been doing it for so long. When I was out there, it's like no one gave me the time of day. Being in a band that broke up. Because they didn't get their act together and we didn't have a manager and tried to get a manager and we couldn't, the managers didn't want to work with us and we were on stage and then boom, it was over because one of the members dropped out. And then to the point where we're jamming, I was jamming. They didn't want to be in a professional entertainment industry. And I thought, you know, you continue, you know, but we had a chance to go to Cuba, but they didn't want to do that. So those are obstacles I went through. So I went on as a solo artist at many little clubs in West Hollywood and so on, where I was just walked on, waited for my chance to sing, open mic. So I went to open mic and sing, you know, sing out whatever, did my harmonica and did whatever. I did so much performing. Then it was public access, you know, it was just having, you know, that was my way to build my skills as a performer in front of a camera and as opposed to being on stage in front of people, which is so important. But that band that I was, when I was, they was laughing at me jumping up and down. That wasn't a band that those guys didn't want to be famous. I was just using it as just to help prefer them my chances to be as a professional. And recording demos and compilations. You know, I've done so much. So that's what I do in the industry, and that's why I have that dream. And I'm not going to talk about it too much because I'm just an indie artist. But Legacy Beyond, Goodbye For Now album is out now. Digital. It's out now. And I hope that all your aspirations and what you want come true for you. It's just one day at a time. Now, when I'm on Twitter, I tweet some really weird stuff. Some people say, what is I'm tweeting about this and that, you know, about home and stuff like that. That's my way. I love to express myself. I'm a spokesman. And again, I apologize to those who take offense or concern. I always do things PG-13. Sometimes my tweets may sound weird, but it's something I need to talk about because it's so way out. And for me, I love to express myself. Because I have to express myself as much as possible. I guess it comes with the territory of being a communicator. So, you know, but if you have any questions about what I put on Twitter or what the podcast on Spotify, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 at Twitter, Dr. Dove. Yes, I have a doctorate. I really do. I was, you know, EJD, executive juris doctorate. I am a doctor. So Dr. Dove Knight is here for you. Good day, good night from Dove Knight. I won't see you so much because I can't see you on the podcast, but I'm just joking. But I will I will be on Spotify definitely. I will be on Twitter soon with another show that you can hear me. Goodbye.